Hi, this is Don Flockinger of Search CRM. I'm here on the phone today with Brett Leary, who is managing partner of CRM Essentials. Thanks for joining us today, Brent.
Hey, Don. It's a pleasure being here.
So the topic of the day is conversational interfaces for CRM. We're talking about Google Home, Siri, Amazon Echo, and really we hear a lot of hype around the technology, but what is the practical application of this to drive, business needs for companies out there when they're using it for CRM, right? So give us some quick background, Brent, on what these conversational interfaces are, sort of where you've heard them being used, and sort of how they are evolving over the next couple of years in your mind.
Yeah, well, the thing is, they're evolving quickly. So as everything else, it seems everything is moving at light speed. And so is the kind of the adoption of conversational interfaces, be it either messaging apps and bots, or going straight to the voice. Right now, just to give a little bit of context, there are about estimated 80 billion messages a day being transmitted in messaging apps like WhatsApp and Facebook and a whole bunch of others. And those are basically text-based. And what you're seeing are companies starting to leverage the interchanges that people are having in these messaging apps with bot technology to provide quick answers to frequently asked questions, be able to do things that are pretty routine and standard that make it easy for AI and information to transmit via bot technology, where freeing up, regular agents to be able to help on the more complex challenges. So you're seeing that approach. And that's kind of the one that you're seeing repeated rapidly, and you're seeing CRM vendors creating platforms that enable bots to handle those regular, frequently asked questions quickly without human intervention. But when the challenge becomes a little bit more complex, then being able to transition, or the bot will transition that to an actual person who can handle the more complex needs. So you're seeing that take hold quickly. I saw a study that said that between now and 2021, you're basically going to see enterprise spending go from about $400 million on these kind of intelligent agents, digital assistants, to quite about $4.5 billion by 2021. So you're seeing a lot of investment, and you're seeing a lot of adoption from consumers as well. And just another quick stat, Voice Labs estimates that they are going to go from 6.5 million voice-first devices shipped in 2016. That number is going to go up almost quadruple to 24.5 million this year in 2017 alone. So you're seeing the consumers love these devices. You're loving what the Amazon Echo and some of the other devices are bringing to them, making it easy for them to ask a quick question and get a quick response back, or tell the Echo to do something and it does something quickly. So that's driving the interest, that's driving the sales, that's driving the development that CRM and other vendors are putting into creating platforms that are creating better experiences going through voice first devices.
So do these voice interfaces all sort of terminate at an automated chatbot, or do you think some companies use them or will use them to connect straight to humans?
Yeah, I think that's what you're seeing. You do see the kind of the proliferation of the chatbots working in conjunction with the messaging apps to provide quick answers, status updates, maybe doing something like changing an order or updating an order, but some things that are pretty easy and pretty routine that allows companies to scale up their ability to answer customers or actually provide better online self-service tools. So that's why you're seeing a real focus on that, and it makes a lot of sense because when you're trying to leverage what the communication channels that customers are already beginning to use, traditionally more on the personal side, but that seeing how that leaks over to being able to serve them as their role as customers. So you're seeing a lot of that. But I think the long run, and when I say long run, I'm not talking 5 to 10 years. I'm talking like maybe 2 to 3 years. You're going to see more emphasis on leveraging the voice, being able to let customers use these devices they're flocking to ask questions, to alert and do notifications on them. You know, you're seeing things like Google, who kind of was late to the game when it comes to these home speaker devices, but they have the Google Home now. And they recently came out with an announcement that says that their assistant, Google Assistant, has the ability to tell the difference between six people, you know, kind of track six people and their individual voices. So if you go up to the Google Assistant in your home, and let's say you're the father, and the father says, Google, tell me my account balance, you're going to get his account balance. But if his wife goes to the same device and says, Google, tell me my account balance, if she has a separate account, she's going to get her own account balance. So these devices are getting smarter, and it's going to make it easier for consumers to do more and more with them, to ask them more things, to give more requests. And that's going to put a lot of emphasis on companies, vendors, not just from a B2C perspective, but for the B2B perspective, to figure out how do they leverage these things to provide better experiences. Last stat I'll throw at you on this, I think it was Gartner who said that by 2018, 30% of all interactions with devices will be voice-based. That's a huge stat, and we're only a couple years away from that.
So I hear you talk about, consumer businesses a lot more than B2B for voice interfaces at the moment. Is that who is using the voice channel right now? And it sounds like they're accomplishing very basic tasks. Or are you hearing it being used in the B2B as well on your travels to many conferences and analyst sessions? And I know you even moderated a panel on conversational interfaces not long ago.
Yeah, I think the definite emphasis has been on the B2C only because of, quite honestly, Amazon came out with the Echo. It hasn't even been 3 years. And the estimates I've seen is 12 million of those devices have been sold. And over the next couple of years, the estimates are going to go even skyrocketing further. So I do think you see that as kind of driving things. But typically, as always, what happens on the consumer device side typically bleeds over to the B2B side. And so you are seeing companies. I saw a demo with Freshworks. They were Freshdesk, but now they're Freshworks, and they have a platform for customer service. Their CEO and founder demoed how they have tied into the Echo device to let agents manage their caseload, ask the Echo about, you know, where the status is for certain cases, and then also being able to have management, service management, track how their agents are doing. So you're seeing the transition take place. Pega recently announced, and I think you wrote about this, Pega announced the Intelligent Virtual Assistant, and they have a use case where their customer, their banking customers, created a banking bot that will be able to alert a customer when her checking balance gets to a certain level on Alexa. Or if there's a suspicious charge, Alexa can pipe in and say, hey, we noticed that there's a suspicious charge in your account. So that's almost like a B2B2C play because Pega is allowing their customers to create applications that will work with their consumer customers. So you're seeing a lot of use cases pop up. Traditionally, you know, the B2C has been driving it. But I think over time, you're going to see more and more instances of B2B use cases being driven.
So tell me about your CRM Evolution panel you led on conversational interfaces last month. Who was on it? What were the interesting points that came out of the discussion in your mind?
So actually, I did my own session on conversational interfaces, but I also moderated a panel on how AI is driving customer engagement. And kind of you combine the two, because what you see is AI is a big driver of conversational interface adoption, because the better the interface is, much better, and provide more answers and be able to do smarter things based on the information and the insights that come out of AI. And so you're seeing, you know, a lot of the CRM vendors, you know, companies like Salesforce and Microsoft, they're creating their platforms, their AI platforms, and then being able to take that information and those insights that come out of the different interactions that are taking place, because the AI is going to take data from, you know, the website interactions, social interactions, transactions, email, a host of different perspectives, and leverage that those insights that come from that aggregate data. And those insights are what are able to be used in these conversational interfaces to provide better, more accurate, more consistent responses to things. So it's sort of like I matched up the two sessions and came away with AI is a huge driver for conversational interfaces, and conversational interfaces are going to start originally the focus is on the bots working with the messaging apps, because of that, just that huge foundation of 80 billion messages transmitted through these apps daily. But you're seeing this quick rise, accelerated path to how natural language processing is getting so good, and accuracy, being able to turn that speech into text and to turn that text into actions. And so you're seeing the technology come together, the data come together, and I think that combination is really going to drive much faster acceleration of conversational interfaces, not just bots, but voice as well.
So you and I are going to Pega World next week, and you mentioned Pega's recent announcements. They also are a big proponent of Facebook as a potential CRM channel, Facebook Messenger, and they've built in support for that, you know, hoping that if they build it, people will come. But they're not the only company doing that. Why do you think Facebook Messenger is sort of getting on the radar of these CRM software vendors? I mean, who goes to Facebook to contact a company about a service matter? I mean, that's like the last channel I would think to go to if I want to exchange my defective shoes or whatever. But then again, I'm old. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think, well, I don't have any comment on your being old. I'll I'm going to focus it on some of the experiences that I've had recently, and the kind of the process and use cases that I'm seeing coming into play. So I buy a lot of stuff online. So I bought a camera online not too long ago, and on the checkout page, one of the things that they asked me is, would I like to get status updates in Facebook Messenger? I said, well, yeah, why not? Because I use that quite a bit. So after I made the transaction, I checked the box. The first thing that came up in Messenger was your order is complete. We'll be providing you status updates on when it'll be shipped and when you should receive it. And if you have any questions, you can respond here. And it says, you know, you just write a natural question, you know, what's your status, or what am I going to get? Or if I wanted to, you know, do a update, I could do it all in a channel that I'm used to. And if a case came where I was just kind of curious, well, let me see if this is really true or not. And so I wrote in the Facebook Messenger like a day after. I was like, I'm thinking about adding, you know, changing my order. And what I got was a bot. And I could tell it was a bot who said, what are you interested in today? And I said, you know, I'm interested in checking out, you know, some of the added add-ons that I can get with this camera. And what it did was it said, okay, I'm going to transfer you to a live person with all this information. So they transferred me to a live agent who apparently had all the interactions that I had with the bot. And it made for a smooth transition, and I was able to do a quick add-on and get a little discount because of that. So that's just one use case. I've heard other use cases where people are trying, and this is airline related, that they're trying to change a flight because the flight was delayed too long. And they actually, because they signed up for the service, they were actually able to do things and get to a human that seemed a little quicker than going to using the app that the airline had for themselves. So I think you're just seeing the tip of the iceberg of these use cases come up, but they traditionally are around routine ways, you know, frequently asked questions, routine services that a bot can kick off by just having a few pieces of information.
Right, right. Well, that all sounds cool. So last question, we'll conclude with this. You know, knowing that a lot of different people will hear this podcast, and, you know, different sized businesses, different regions, and they have very different business objectives driving revenue, what kinds of companies do you think should be looking at conversational interfaces for CRM right now or in the next few months and sort of be the early adopters of this channel?
Yeah, I do think that, retail, being able to handle questions around status of orders or, you know, updating orders, or even like I would say like the flight industry, how easy would it be to be able to just ask your device a quick question as opposed to having to take time to, let's say you're in a car and you can't type or swipe, but you want to get a quick update and be able to change things on the fly. So those kind of industries, they are, a lot of them are focused on consumer, B2C. I think that's where you start, where you need the ability to leverage information quickly and provide quick responses and be able to do that over time and leverage data coming from AI platforms to kind of get ahead of where things are going. I think those are the industries that are going to dive into this more quickly and be able to leverage the technology to provide experiences that are going to be important going forward. But eventually, everybody's going to have to take a look at this stuff.
All right. Well, this has all been great. Thanks a lot for your time today, Brent.
Hey, Don. It's always a pleasure talking with you.